Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The world is only continuing to grow and change, so it's clear that it is past time, once again, for the United Nations to grow and change too, asserted U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield in remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations. A key component of reform must include addressing the composition of the U.N. Security Council, stressed Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
And I'm hardly the first to say this. For years, countries have been calling for a more inclusive and a more representative council, one that reflects the demographics of today's world and better responds to the challenges that we face today. It's why 2 years ago, President Biden announced that the United States supports expanding the Security Council to provide permanent representation for countries from Africa, as well as Latin America and the Caribbean.
The United States further supports creating two permanent seats for Africa on the Security Council. It's what our African partners seek, and we believe this is what is just, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. Over the past few years, a number of member states have said it's time to look beyond just regional representation and consider reserving a seat on the council for small island developing states, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield.
I'm also proud to announce that the United States supports creating a new elected seat on the Security Council for small island developing states. We've never had this kind of cross-regional rotating seat before, but far more important than president is a Security Council that is representative, inclusive, and can lead us into the future.
Finally, Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield announced that the United States supports engaging in text-based negotiations on council reform.
It means we're ready to work with other countries to negotiate language, prepare amendments, and ready this resolution for a vote in the General Assembly and ultimately amend the UN Charter.
The task at hand is to collaborate on solutions to make the UN development system more accountable and coherent, and the UN humanitarian system more efficient and more effective, to find ways to increase transparency and address emerging technologies, and to finally begin building a representative, inclusive council fit for the 21st century. The United States can and must lead, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. We must lead with an affirmative agenda for the future of multilateralism.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.